Muscle contraction. Depolarization and subsequent muscle contraction of the heart is initiated, as in other muscle types, by generating an electrical impulse. In the heart, this is generated by the pacemaker cells, whereas in skeletal muscles, this depolarization is generated at the neuromuscular junction. Interestingly, the depolarization of the heart takes around 200 milliseconds, which is significantly longer than the 2-millisecond depolarization of the skeletal muscles. The depolarization of pacemaker cells initiates the depolarization of adjacent muscle cells. During the depolarization, sodium channels open and the membrane potential rises from minus 90 millivolts to plus 30 millivolts. Depolarization spreads along the T-tubules to the sarcoplasmic reticulum. Consequently, calcium ions are released from the sarcoplasmic reticulum and become available for actin filaments. So far, the regulation of muscle cell contraction is close to identical to contraction of skeletal muscles. Simultaneously with the opening of sodium channels in the heart muscle, slow calcium channels allow calcium from the extracellular space to slowly diffuse into the muscle cells. This calcium triggers further release of calcium from the sarcoplasmic reticulum. In skeletal muscle cells, sodium channels close instantly after depolarization. But in cardiac muscle cells, depolarization continues after sodium channels have closed. This is because calcium slowly and continuously diffuses into the cells due to the presence of slow calcium channels. The sustained diffusion of calcium into the muscle cell creates a plateau in the action potential, and as long as calcium diffuses in, the depolarization and subsequent contraction persists. Simultaneously, as calcium diffuses into the cells, there is only minimal diffusion of potassium out of the muscle cell. The sum of these two processes of calcium and potassium explain the sustained depolarization of the heart muscle, the plateau. When calcium channels close and potassium channels finally open, the cardiac cell repolarizes. Note from figure 11 that the power of the muscle cells increases during the plateau. This is explained by the persistent depolarization and increased amount of calcium in the cardiac cells. The myofibrils, actin and myosin, have time and enough calcium to form many bonds, giving more power. The muscle contraction where myosin slides on actin is identical to skeletal muscle physiology. The following is therefore a brief review of this process. As long as calcium is not available to actin filaments in myofibrils, the heads of myosin cannot bind actin. However, when calcium is released by depolarization, it binds actin filaments in such a manner that the myosin's head point of attachment on actin filaments become available. Thus, myosin attaches to actin. Prior to the binding of actin, the myosin head has bound the energy molecule ATP and cleaved it into ADP and a phosphate group, and ATP has been metabolized. Both ADP and the phosphate group are still attached to myosin while attaching to actin. When myosin binds actin, the phosphate group is released. This causes a change in the myosin's three-dimensional structure, causing the head to bend and the actin filaments move in a longitudinal direction. Then ADP is released. Once this is done, a new ATP will bind the myosin molecule, releasing its connection to actin. ATP is cleaved to ADP in a phosphate group and the myosin head achieves its original three-dimensional structure, restarting the cycle where myosin can bind actin in the presence of calcium.